G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 19. I'm John Barker, joining me as usual, Joel Marshall, Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, a bit quiet on the black type front this weekend, but there's some pretty big meetings here and there, as well as some hot meetings throughout Victoria and some nifty timetable changing to accommodate all that.
Yes, yeah, big heat wave hitting Melbourne, of course, so a few days of 35 plus, and Flemington Saturday has been brought right forward, so you've got to be up and early. Won't be a problem for us New Zealand racing fans. We're already up early, ready to go, but yeah, a bit of a change to the system for your Melbourne race goers.
Okay, well, the only listed race on the eastern seaboard on Saturday is at Doomben, so we might start there. Joel, with race nine of ten, I might add, at Doomben on Saturday, the Treasury Casino and Hotel Burnborough Handicap over 16.15 metres, and what do we have? Hofgarten and Traveston Girl battling out the main lead up to this race, the Brisbane Handicap. But you've gone around those two.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping Worthy Causes travel back in good order from the Melbourne Spring. I think that Turn Me Loose form will hold up well. He went really well at Sandown up to the 1800 last start. That Melbourne form should be pretty strong. Hopefully he's still got plenty to give, and you'll get the run of the race here. So I'll put him on top of Hofgarten, who gets a little bit of a weight turnaround on Traveston Girl. I think he can turn the tables on her, who I'll put in for third. And Three Centre Pivot wasn't too far away in the Festival Stakes, wasn't really run to suit. He did have Tinto behind him. She came out and ran a cracker in the Villiers last week, so that form's pretty solid. 2-1-4-3. The others you'd be looking for, Be What You Want to Be, I think he's just about ready. Number 6 and number 12, Role Model. Quite short in the betting, Role Model, but she's some chance.
Okay, Carl, are you contributing in Brisbane, or are you looking at some?
The only thing I'd add there is that number 11, Lordag, I think has to go in. Finished down the track on Melbourne Cup Day, and then last time was wide. Up on the pace and kept on fighting for a very close up third behind Britalia Kate. Gets down on the minimum weight, and from barrier five shouldn't be should get cover and shouldn't be too far off the speed. So Lordag would be the one I'd definitely include for the quaddies.
All right, Joel, your best and value. What else have you got for us at Doomben?
Yeah, well, the bookies are not rating my best bet. It's in the last, Quartz Star, and you can get 30-1. Really like him. He showed good promise last time in. Third in a stakes race behind No Tricks at the Gold Coast. He's had two runs back. The first run was good. Last start drew horrible over the 1350. Had no hope. Up to the mile, third up. Barrier three. Really like him. And it, obviously, big field, plenty of chances, but way over the odds, I think. And my value is Mashani Silver. She was my value a couple of weeks ago. She ran second behind the impressive Nikitas, drew one, but unfortunately she missed the start and went back to last, came the widest and ran on strongly. I'm surprised she's at $13 as well.
Race six, just came to have a look at two horses from the Tony Gollan stable, number 6 Maximilian and number 9 Flight Academy. Both have done much of their racing in other stables. Maximilian was formerly trained by the late Bart Cummings and his and James, and then you've got Flight Academy, who used to be with Jason Coyle. Both of them at Gollan now, and I thought, Maximilian's on debut for the stable, and Flight Academy wasn't too bad when resuming last time over 1,000 metres, and an unsuitable distance gets up to 1,200 metres. I think both those horses certainly have enough class to win, and it'll be interesting to see if there's any market support for both those runners.
Okay, well, earlier in the day, so if you're betting in New Zealand, you can wax with Flemington, because the 9 race card at Flemington kicks off at 10:30 in a bid to beat the predicted 39 degree heat. And congratulations, I say, to Racing Victoria. The Wangaratta on the same day is doesn't start till after 5 o'clock to take advantage of the cool change that's supposed to blow in, and meetings in the west of the state running early. So it's good to see the thinking outside the box to try to maximise the welfare or to minimise the welfare risks of this hot weather for both horses and human participants. But interesting card, Joel. I would suggest that there'll be a few short-priced favourites.
At Flemington, yes. We'll certainly love Days in the fourth. We'll be very short. Rough Justice in the sixth, certainly going to be quite short in betting.
Dan Ju, I think we'll probably start fairly short.
Dan Ju in the second, yeah, well, I've made a best bet in that race, and it's not Dan Ju, but my main betting will be early, very early. First three races, in fact. First race, I quite like Climate from the Rob Smurden yard. Everyone's talking Hellbound. I quite preferred Climate's jump out in the same heat. At Caulfield, I thought he hit the line really strongly behind Hellbound. I think he might be worth a look in the first. I've made Waxing my best in the second. I've been with him of late, and I just think getting away from Mooney Valley is going to be a big plus for him. Out to 2,500 as well. I think he's worth having a real look at. And race three will be my value, and that is Inspector, number one. He's been getting up in distance of late. Good effort last time out in the Traralgon Cup, which was run very slowly, and he got home nicely from the back. Has a good draw. He can be a bit on the steel early, but he's got a nice draw, so he should get cover, and Jake Bayliss's claim will help. So early in the day for me.
I've got race seven, number one, Hussein Eagle, as the best of the day. I would have liked to have seen it, though, in the 1,000-metre race, the benchmark 90 over 1,000 metres. And if it ran in that race, it would have carried 55 kilos, and I think it would have been very hard to beat. The $3 favourite in that race is Rough Justice with 56 kilos, and I think it would have had its measure, as it has done previously. So a bit disappointed to see it run in a massive 19-horse field and have to take something like 4-1 with huge field, bit of a risk up in the weights, but still think he just oozes a lot of quality, and he's definitely going about, he's racing really well this campaign. His fifth at Ballarat was excellent from the back of the field. And the value bet comes up in race three a bit earlier on, race three, number 13, Low Places. First up from a spell was excellent at Sandown Hillside. It got back and hit the line nicely for sixth. It's a Son of Pentai. That was over 1,500. He steps up to the 2,000 metres on the weekends, and that's a most suitable distance. I was a bit surprised how well he hit the line first up. So getting out to the 2,000 metres, he should only improve, provided he isn't flattened by that run. And Damien Oliver takes the reins with 55.5.
All right, well, I'm with one of the shorties for my best, race six, number six, Rough Justice, with in the absence of Hussein Eagle from that race. I think Rough Justice can make it 2 from 2 this prep for the, as is well publicised, the Inform Ellerton and Zara Yard, our two cover boys on winning post this week. And my value bet was race 8, number 8, Ten Array for Philip Stokes. Just reading the tea leaves, I think this horse probably more likely to stay home and run at Morfettville on Saturday. And if so, you won't get as much of a price, but should probably still win. And that wraps up Flemington for Saturday. We move north to Rose Hill Gardens. What are we expecting the track to be up there after the Wednesday's tornado, John?
Well, I think they certainly got some rain, but I think it's probably going to dry up. So, look, the news of the rain sort of come through a bit late for me. I think I've tipped for a good to dead track. So, obviously, watch conditions if we're playing on anything worse than that. Might need to just treat warily, but I'm keen on Shandana. I've made her my best. Race 5, number 7. I think she's a very good filly. She's by High Chaparral. Closely related to Fastnet Rock, and good debut. Impressive at second outing when winning her maiden. I think she can go right on with the job here. My value is El Lu, race 6, number 4. Iron Zalady was impressive beating her last start, but she didn't have much luck, and she was only first up. She's been going towards Magic Millions Day. She won the maiden on that day last year. I think if she's ready second up with Tommy Berry to ride, she'll run really well at around $9 or $10. And a couple of others on the program, I thought Zinzan Eddie would win race 2. Unfortunately, he didn't quite get the cash for us last start, but I think he'll be a bit shorter, but should get the cash on Saturday. And perhaps I Dance in the last. Can handle the wet too, so if the wet's around, it wouldn't bother him. Race 9, number 6.
Yeah, I was working off a soft 5, good 4, because Randwick seemed to cop all the rain. I think it got about 40 to 50 millimetres, and the Westfield Shopping Centre just down the road got the roof caved in. So they copped all the rain, but Rose Hill, I think, avoided it, and just working off a pretty decent track. Thermogenics, the best, race 8, number 11. Feather for the two runs this campaign. I'm a fan of this horse, as the listeners would probably have noted by now. And first up was a Forgive Run. Better horse when he charges home down the outside, and second up run I thought was excellent. He saw too much of the outside. He was always wide without cover with the blinkers on again. I thought he fought on really well behind an all-the-way winner in Cape Crusader, who then came out and won again last Saturday. So that form looks strong. I've got him on top as the best, and the value bet comes up in the last, which is Supreme Effort. That horse is around about 20-1, and draws the inside barrier. It's first up from a spell. It's an excellent first up record. It won a recent trial at Wyong. Does boast a win over 50 Shades of Grey over 1,200 metres. It's certainly very capable over those tight turning circuits of Wyong and Gosford. So drawing barrier one and taking a sip at Rose Hill should be no problem. And it does have good form line through Le Cordon Bleu, who I guess if you give it a chance, you have to give Supreme Effort a bit of a hope as well.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville in Adelaide on Saturday. Not sure what the forecast is there, but most of them have chosen to stay home, just 61 acceptors. And a classic Carl Diorio. We're going to build a bank with a $3.20 pop in the seventh and then just lash out each way on a $7 shot in the last, Carl.
That's right. Lucky Symbol looks just awfully hard to beat. 54.5 kilos, barrier one. It was beaten by Stratham Sphere last time, beaten by half length, but I think it can turn the tables, race up on the pace, and I just think we'll be too hard to beat with that lightweight. And the value bet comes up in the last, which is Redon's Edge, the former Gippsland trained runner who joined the Dennis O'Leary stable last time and was specked at odds. It was 15s into 11s and was just held up a vital time before getting out into the clear way too late and powering home for third. Prentice has taken off the horse and a senior rider in Matthew Nielsen gets on, and Redon's Edge around about that $7 mark I think is just a really good each way bet.
Okay, well, I mentioned the Burner was the only black type race on the eastern seaboard, but on the western, there is, in fact, a Group 2 race on Saturday, Joel. It is the Wait for Age CB Cox Stakes over 2,100 metres, and, well, Delicacy taking a little bit of time, the multiple Group 1 winner, to work back to winning form this campaign, but went very close in the Kingston Town Classic, the Group 1. Gap to third. Can you hear of her getting beaten in this?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. She looks ready to win. As you said, she's taken a little while. It was a bit of a mishap and she missed a run. But she's been building up nicely. Good railway run, and it was just, yeah, bare margin that denied her in the Kingston Town. I think she'll get her win here. Tower of Lonra will be suited by the step up in trip number 4. 8 Dark Musket ran out of his skin in the Kingston Town. If he can back that up, there'll be a chance. Number 8 and 9, Belmont Girl in for 4.
And the other black type event at Ascot on Saturday is the Starstruck Classic for the fillies and mares over 1,600 metres.
Number 12, Blackwood, three-year-old filly I've gone for. She gets 7 kilos off of Ideal Image, who's going to be the favourite. And I thought that was enough to see her perform well. She ran well in the Kingston Town, ran 5th. She was well held at her run prior to that, but I think with the pull and the weight, she's worth going for. 1 Ideal Image in for 2nd, 4 Keysbrook for 3rd, 8 Goldbow for 4th. My best for Ascot is Malibu Style, race 3, number 2. Drew wide, got back last start, and ran on for a close 3rd. Barrier 1 should get the run of the race on Saturday and go a couple better. And my value is in the last. Race 8, number 8, King of Woo. He's 3rd up here. He's ready to improve. He's had 14 goes, 1st or 2nd up for just 2 placings. So he always takes a couple of runs to find his best. One of those placings was this prep. So I think he's come back well. Forget the last run on the heavy, and the 2 kilo claim gets him in well.
Alrighty, well, earlier, although in fact it starts later than the Flemington meeting, is all the, well, Awapuni does anyway. Tarapa starts 3 minutes before Flemington. That's not too convenient. What have you got for us in New Zealand?
Alright, Awapuni is the feature, the same two racetracks as last week, but Awapuni is in the spotlight this week, and it's the Manawatu Cup, and my best bet comes up in that race. 7, number 10, Selford Art, well-travelled mare, formerly with Chris Waller, now with Tony Pike in New Zealand. She ran a cracking race, 2 runs back, and then last time out, pretty soft win. Wasn't a big margin, but she dominated the race, sitting outside the lead. She gets in with 53 kilos, going to be very, very hard to beat. My value was in the last, race 8, number 9, Ollie's Note. was a bit disappointing last start. He stepped up to the 2,000 and maybe just didn't run it out. His previous run over the mile was really good, so I'm going to give him another chance back to that distance on Saturday. Tarapa, my best, is race 7, number 11, Fast Learner. He was a huge run first up. He had a massive weight. He bombed the start 5 lengths and ran on for 4th. I think he can win this, and there's probably a good race for him at Ellerslie over the Christmas Carnival. And my value is Vitesse, race 5, number 8. Pretty competitive maiden here. There's a few chances, but I like this filly. She's coming along well, and the 1600 looks ideal.
Okay, well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australia, and plenty of action, of course, Friday night and Sunday as well, all covered in your Winning Post Plus fields for Monday. Still only $5, all your favourite other features as well. And we take it out, as always, with our best $20 bet for the weekend. And I'm on a roll with, I don't think I've lost for about 3 weeks because I was on holiday before last week. And then I came up with Tashby at $2.40 last week. So what can I do here? Well, look, it's Danger. I think Danger with these short prices at Flemington on Saturday, because I think the 39 degrees is just a wild card. It's a wild card that could upset a few of these shorties. But nevertheless, I'm pressing on regardless with race 6, number 6, Rough Justice. Joel?
I'll step in at the lucrative odds of 30-1 on Court's Star, race 10, number 13 at Doomba.
And I'll go the last race in Sydney, race 9, number 12, Supreme Effort, 10 each way.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.